Listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Reading once more from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, the church at Smyrna. The Lord Jesus telling John to write to them. Revelation 2, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Let's give thanks for this letter. Pray that we might be churches like that today. Only one of the two that did not have to be called to repentance. 5 of the 7 did. And let's pray that we, who need to be called to repentance, as the 5 were, will repent and will recognize our sinful ways, recognize the good ways of God once again as we should. Our Father, we give thanks for this word and all of thy word through which we can be taught, which we can be called to repentance and called to faith and called to obedience. We give thanks for a perfect word. We give thanks for a complete word. We give thanks for a word that will never move away. As thou hast said, Lord Jesus, heaven and earth will pass away, but thy word will never pass away. Make us to believe it from creation till thy coming again, Lord Jesus, and the things spoken of which shall take place after thy coming in eternity. Help us to understand what we need to know and to leave with thee. As Moses could write, the secret things belong to thee, but the things that are revealed are for us and for our children, that we might obey thee. Help us to obey thee in believing all of that word as we should, believing it to know our sinfulness, believing it to know thy greatness, and especially thy love and thy redemption through Christ, which all of us need. And we pray that soon it might be preached to every nation, every tongue, every tribe, and every person, as commanded by you, Lord Jesus, to preach the gospel to every creature. Also, those words spoken in the evening of your resurrection, Lord Jesus, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And we pray that it may be done at Jerusalem, the city, and it might be done at Jerusalem, the church, throughout the world, the Zion. However, it is spoken both in actuality and in type. Help us to understand all of these things. We give thanks that we can ask for that through Christ. As Lord Jesus, you told us to ask in your name, and thou wilt hear us. And we pray that thou wilt be our teacher today. We pray for all of the world. We pray for both Jew and Gentile. We pray for the world and the church. We pray especially for our homes, that they might be healed, the many of them that are broken, the many that are begun with not in right ways, children born without both parents in the home. We pray for all of these problems, all of these sins, all of these sad ways, that there might be a good way in Christ, and a good way, Father, according to your word. And again, we give thanks for that word that tells us plainly what is right, also what is wrong. And we pray that we might learn from the letter to this church today, first of all, Lord Jesus, of yourself, that you are the first and the last, the one who died and who was dead and is alive, and that may be believed again, and the lie might be recognized where it is spoken of against, Lord Jesus, yourself, and against the Father. We pray for thy blessing on different needs that there are, those that are homeless, those that are in hunger, those that are in war-torn lands, and again, the broken homes and the children in them. Pray for those in sickness and injury. Pray for the lonesome. We pray for the aged. We pray also for the schools and the workplace. Pray for our leaders, that they might have the fear of thee, which is the beginning of wisdom, that we might be taken away from our foolishness in our nation and the terrible ways of calling right wrong and wrong right, and the lies that are propagated, and the unborn that are killed by the thousands and the millions throughout the years. The awfulness of it, help us to recognize it and repent of it before judgment falls upon us, all through Christ. Amen. As we sang, out of our bondage, sorrow and night, this church came out of its bondage. There were others that were there, and This church, taken out of bondage, was also spoken of as some of them would be cast into prison. But it will be a different kind of bondage. A bondage that could be taken by faith, and a bondage in which those who were cast into prison and other ways of persecution often sang. I think of Paul being cast into prison, and that he and Silas with him could sing, and the prisoners heard them. Yes, what a difference to be in the prison of Satan and lies, or in the prison of Satan because of the truth and his hatred of the truth. And this church here was told, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer, because the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you may have tribulation 10 days. How long that was, if that was that or other ways, we cannot be sure. But they were told to be faithful unto death and would be given a crown of life. But first of all, go back to what we spoke of last week. The one who said, I know all things, the first and the last. The one that was dead and is alive, contrary to what billions believe. Some read a book that says he didn't die. Others do not believe he is again alive, even in the church. I can remember one pastor speaking, said when his father died, then he knew what it was for his spirit to live on, and that's the way he thought of Christ, not believing in the literal resurrection of Christ, as he spoke of so plainly, that as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man would be 3 days in the heart of the earth and then rise again. And he did. And he's alive. This must be believed by the church to be the church. Yes, to be right with God. Otherwise, it's not a church. Otherwise, we can have no part with those people there at Smyrna. If we do not believe in him who here spoke to them and said unto the angel of the church, write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Yes, I don't mind repeating it. Some of you probably heard it last week. Others that may not have listened last week, I want to speak it. It must be spoke. It must be preached. It must be heard. It must be believed. And only when it is believed that we can have life with him, life in his name, eternal life, everlasting life, now by faith, later by sight, all through and because of Christ. Paul continued to cry after that, even toward his later years. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. After he arose, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He has power for judgment. He has power for salvation. And he has power to do, as he said here, to this church and to all of us. And especially the latter promises that are given to each one of the churches, saying with it, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Here he speaks to the churches. Sometimes he speaks in the singular. The church, which is his body, includes all of the church in all places, all nations, and all time, from the beginning to the end. We in the Gentile world being joined with those saints of the past. Going back to Abel. Abraham, Noah, David, Samuel, and then in the time of the birth of Christ, when there were those who were looking for the kingdom of God. We think of old Simeon. He was there in the temple when they brought in the Lord Jesus to be given what was required for babies at that time, the Jews. And he says he held the little baby. Seeing it, he says, now lettest thou thy servant die, I have seen thy salvation. He saw in the baby everything that the Scripture said would be fulfilled in him, as God said it to Satan with Adam and Eve in their presence. The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. As he said later to Abraham, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. What a promise! In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. There are those who would speak of other religions, and that to be a nation, that to be a state. Only in that seed of Abraham, coming through Isaac, Jacob, David, Christ, the seed, the promised seed. And again, I repeat it, God said to all three of them, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can read it in Genesis 12 to Abraham. Again, the second time to Abraham in Genesis 22, right after he was willing to offer Isaac and show it. Then later to Isaac himself, Genesis 26. And still later to Jacob in Genesis 28. That is the one who is here speaking. The one who took on him the form of a man. Yes, took it on him. Humbled himself. And then to the death of the cross. But he was not left. He was raised again. And now he is here from heaven speaking. About 60 years after his death, resurrection, and ascension. And speaking now to the angel of the church at Smyrna. And through that angel, or pastor, however we want to describe it, speaking as well to the church. And then, as John is given this here, inspired by the Spirit, to write to them, but also to have it here put in the Scriptures, part of the Holy Scriptures, which are not of private interpretation, but holy men of old were moved by the Spirit of God, and now given to us, you and I, today, hearing these words of Christ from heaven. Yes, from heaven. The only one that can speak in that way. All of the prophets are dead. Yes, dead. One prophet alive. One prophet never to die again. One prophet to die for you and I, if we believe it. If we know our need of it, the one prophet who alone can say, which was dead and is alive. It needs to be told, as he said, after he was alive, to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. His word stands. You will find it out shortly. It won't be too long if you don't believe it now. It'll be terrible. As we mentioned last week or the week before, his word will be to those who have not believed in their lifetime, depart from me. Yes, and terrible place into everlasting fire. The place where the fire is not quenched and where the worm dieth not. There are those pictured who lifted up their eyes in hell being in torment. It is there. There is now the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, speaking. Later, there will be those who will flee from the wrath of the Lamb because they have not believed through the time appointed, their lifetime. And after that, it's once appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Join with those at Smyrna who did believe and who said, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. Oh, how much better to be in poverty, sometimes in health, sometimes in freedom, sometimes and other things of life, but to be rich in faith rather than the other way around. To be rich in many things temporal, many things of this life, as we are in our nation. We have abundance, food, raiment, shelter, homes, many of them twice as big as our grandparents. On and on we could go. More and more we have in them. Luxury. And sadly, yes, sadly, fearsome, what we waste. Awful. Terrible. And then at the same time, doing what God said not to do, as through Paul to the Corinthians, murmur not, as Israel murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Yes, they were fed by God, angels' food, and we are fed by God through nature, wondrously, amazingly. The sunshine, the rain that again we have had in this year, and others had flood, drought, fire, wind, homes destroyed, suffering, war. Oh, the blessings we have, but are we rich? Are we rich as a nation? No, we're in poverty. We're in debt. We're handing debt to our children. Why? When we have so much given. Because we don't have the blessing of God. We don't have the blessing of God in our homes, in our churches, in our nation. We are like God said through Malachi, the last prophet of the Old Testament, you are cursed with a curse. Sadly, we are not like this church at Smyrna, and yet we can learn a lesson from it. There's hope if we believe it and would turn to God as they must have done. We don't know their history. As we mentioned last week, we don't know their beginning, but we do know their continuation. I know thy works and tribulation. Paul said to Timothy, all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. We're beginning to hear, sadly, a little persecution in our nation, in the army, probably as much as anywhere else, sometimes in the schools. But for the most part, as I can do today, I can preach the gospel freely. If it's not done, it will be my fault, nobody else's. I can do it. Any part of Scripture, I can stand here and tell you the way of God, the way of Christ, the way of His Word, the way of the Creator, the Lawgiver, the Redeemer, the Father and the Son speak through this Word. As Christ said, this is eternal life, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. He said it when He was just shortly before He was ready to die on the cross and say, it is finished. And now hear from heaven, after He had ascended and sat down on the right hand of the Father, there, as David already said 1,000 years before that, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Yes, they will all be made His footstool. Some in time through grace, others later in judgment. Woe unto those who don't know it now, who don't believe it now, and won't believe it until the day of judgment, and then everyone will believe it. Every knee shall bow to this person that's speaking. This Son of God, yes, He is the Son of God, contrary to what's written by some books and some so-called teachers that would say that those that believe He is the Son of God are under a curse. I was cursed till I believed in Him, till I believed He was the Son of God. Now I can be set free by Him, no longer under the curse. Cursed is everyone that obeyeth not all the things written in the book of the law. That was me. But when we believe the gospel, we're set free from the curse that is rightly on us, the curse of disobedience, the curse of not loving God, the curse of not loving our neighbor. The soul that sinneth, it shall die under that curse of God. These were a church that had believed it and also knew the blasphemy of those that said they are Jews and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. We don't know exactly what they were like and who they were. We aren't told in detail, but we do know some of the things pertaining to what is a true Jew. Here, there were those who said they were Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We can find teachings of it in Scripture. Romans chapter 2, we read verse 25 of that second chapter, "For circumcision profiteth if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision." And then a little further in the 28th verse, also in that second chapter of Romans, "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Oh, do you have the fear of God, the beginning of wisdom, to know you're a sinner, to know you are separate from God, till you have Christ, till you have Him who is here speaking, the first and the last. No matter what men may say, He is the first and the last. He's not been replaced. He's there now. And one day, every eye will see Him coming on the clouds of glory. Every eye. Some prepared, waiting for that day. Some will cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Then they will know He's there. Then they will know He's alive. Then they will learn He died for sinners. Yes, here we have the teaching that God gave to Paul, who is a Jew. Not one outwardly. Not just because you're born in Abraham's seed. You can be a Jew in the flesh. But here, God is talking about a Jew in the spirit, in the heart, and the others, as He said, also are of the synagogue of Satan. There were those who were Jews in the flesh, Jews, the descendants of Abraham, to whom Christ spoke. And they are even pictured as believing when He said those words, but later they didn't believe, and they didn't think they were sinners. They didn't think they were in bondage. And then Christ said to them, "Our time is gone. You are of your father the devil, and your works of your father you will do." That is blasphemy, and that is wrong. You must come as a sinner, no matter who you were born from. We are together sinners since Adam, and together we can be in Christ, the second Adam. Have you believed on Him? Believe His words today.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship. Praise the Lord.